from the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Paul Kirby is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Legislation to name the Saugerties Post Office for the late U.S. Representative Maurice Hinchey has been approved by both houses of Congress. Passage was announced July 9th by U.S. Senator Charles Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand and U.S. Representative John Faso, who co-sponsored the measure. The legislation must now be signed by President Donald Trump for the post office at 111 Market Street in Saugerties to be renamed Hinchey, who lived most of his life in Saugerties, died last November at the age of 79 after battling a rare neurological disorder. He served in the House of Representatives from 1993 until his retirement at the end of 2012. He served in the State Assembly from 1975 to 1992. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Colleen Miller is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. The State Department of Environmental Conservation ended its health advisory for harmful algal blooms at the Kinderhook Lake on July the 6th. The DEC lifted the advisory after visiting the lake and seeing no signs of blooms, according to the Kinderhook Lake Corporation website. The lake is privately owned and managed by the Kinderhook Lake Corporation, Kinderhook Town Supervisor Pat Grattan said. DEC test samples taken June 26 confirmed the presence of cyanobacteria, a harmful algal bloom in the lake. Exposure to the bloom by touching, swallowing, or inhaling could cause diarrhea, nausea, or vomiting and skin, eye, or throat irritation. Algal bloom can form with an excess of phosphorus and nitrogen and can be exacerbated by hot weather, sunlight, and stagnant water. Despite the DEC advisory, the lake was never closed to swimming, but there are no public swimming points on the lake. Mostly swimming takes place off of private docks. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Greenville Pioneer is reporting the Reverend Jeremiah Noonan, 81, has been permanently barred from the ministry, according to an announcement from Bishop Edward B. Staffenberger of the Albany Catholic Diocese. Noonan was barred after the Albany Diocese Review Board found reasonable grounds to believe he had sexually abused a minor in the early 1990s. Noonan has denied the allegations. He is the former pastor of Sacred Heart Parish in Cairo and Our Lady of Knock Mission in East Durham. Noonan was placed on administrative leave 6 years ago and barred from officiating at sacraments, wearing clerical garb, or presenting himself as a priest. An allegation against Noonan received in 2006 and involving alleged abuse in the late 1960s and early 1970s was investigated by an independent mediation assistance program, but could not be substantiated. Noonan joined the Albany Diocese in 1963. After graduating from the seminary in Ireland, he also served as St. Mary's in Hudson and as chaplain for the Columbia Memorial Hospital School for Nursing. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand visited the U.S.-Mexico border July 8th after emerging from the facility in Brownville, Texas, in which 1,200 migrant children are housed. Gillibrand said she was leaving with more questions than answers.
I just came out of one of the HHS facilities. It's a local not-for-profit. They are housing over 1,200 kids in a Walmart. It is a Walmart facility right behind me. No windows, very institutionalized, cameras everywhere. There's as many employees as there are kids. They are monitored 24/7 in a very intense way. The Trump administration has claimed that the zero tolerance policy is somehow a deterrent to make families and kids not come across the border. Well, we've just heard from the folks here that they've seen no deterrent effect. In fact, they have more kids than ever before. I'm particularly concerned about this deadline at the end of the month. There's about 150 kids who were taken away from their parents here in this facility. Only about a handful have been reunited so far. I don't see how they're going to get these children with their families. They don't have answers. I came here to find answers. I have more questions now than when I came. I'm really concerned.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.